Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dodla Dairy Limited earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anirudh Joshi. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q4 FY22 results conference call of Dodla Dairy Limited. We have with us today senior management represented by Mr. Sunil Reddy, Managing Director, Mr. BVK Reddy, CEO, and Mr. Anjaneyalu Ganji, CFO. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Sunil Reddy for his initial comments on the quarterly performance as well as FY22 performance, and then we will open the floor for question and answers. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Aniruddha. Hello, everybody. I welcome you all to the Q4 financial year 2022 earnings conference call, and I hope all of you are doing well today. I am glad to announce that we have delivered a strong year of 15% year-on-year revenue growth on back of strong volumes and VAP sale numbers. Our milk volumes in the financial year 2022 are around 12,20,000 liters per day, which is around a growth of 12% year-on-year. Our average milk procurement now stands at 12.5 lakh liters per day, which is also a growth of around 16% year-on-year. Moving on to our quarterly numbers, we have delivered yet another quarter wherein our milk volume growth and healthy VAP numbers buoyed us to achieve 11% year-on-year and 3% quarter-on-quarter revenue growth in the Q4 of 22. Our average milk procurement in Q4 22 was around 12.3 lakh liters per day as compared to 10.8 lakh liters in the same quarter last year. Geographical expansions of our operations and inroads in new markets are visible through the growth in numbers of our facilities and direct and indirect distribution channels. We also saw healthy numbers in our VAP sales despite the seasonality this quarter. Normally, it is observed, you know, in the months of winter months like January, February, sales of chilled products like curd, lassi, buttermilk, flavored milk and ice cream as such are subdued as compared to the summers which in the following years of April, May and June, as people prefer to have hot beverages during these times of the year. Despite that, we have done well there. Now we aim to speed up this growth further and enter into new unexplored territories to consolidate our traditional products and our VAP sales. On this front, you all must be, you know, knowing that we have successfully acquired Sri Krishna Milk Private Limited. This acquisition is in line with our strategy of, you know, growing through organic and inorganic means. Apart from penetrating, because of acquiring Sri Krishna, apart from penetrating in Northern Karnataka and Goa markets, this acquisition will also enhance our product offerings and production capabilities. A small background on Sri Krishna Milk is a well-known milk and milk products brand in Karnataka and Goa. Currently, Sri Krishna has, like most of us, milk, curd, lassi, buttermilk, ghee, butter, koa, sweets, paneer, flavored milk and Shrikhand. All these products are suited to the Indian palate. This is a philosophy which we also believe in. The acquisition, apart from the benefits of geographical penetration, also gives us access to established brand with healthy products mix, established distribution network in area with huge margin potential. We also have synergistic procurement network and last but not the least, high quality manufacturing infrastructure. With this, we'll be carrying on a journey of growth. Such acquisitions will always help us reach new places and share synergies with the business model. I would also like to take the note of this opportunity to thank all our stakeholders for supporting us through this journey, wherein we close our first financial year as a listed entity. This has been a special one for us, and we hope to add value to all of you through our strategy and execution. With a small brief, I will now hand over to BVK Reddy, our CEO of the company. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sunil sir. Very good morning to all the participants. As I mentioned by our MD, we have delivered a healthy quarter showing a growth in revenue and other parameters. Our constant push towards expanding our footprint across India is shaping up well, and the acquisition of Shri Krishna Dairy is a good example of the same. Today, we procure milk from around 1.2 lakh dairy farmers daily and providing a regular direct payment to the bank accounts. Our direct procurement model has further strengthened, wherein we are buying almost all the milk directly from the farmers across more than 8,000 villages as compared to last year 7,000 villages. Resulting cost saving, establishment of deep-rooted relationship with them, and our urban feed operations, wherein we provide high-quality feed to the dairy farmers, help us to strengthen these relationships with them and also ensures that both the parties get benefited. Our urban feed revenues have almost doubled this year. The details of it will be shared by our CFO, Mr. Anjan, later on this call. In terms of our presence, we continue to have a third highest market presence across 12 states in India, supported by 13 third largest procurement network, 14 processing plants with 20 lakh liter capacity per day capacity. We are currently have a 110 chilling plants as against 104 in the previous quarter. Today we have around 563 Dodla retail parlors as against 393 in March 21. And we also have strong 1,799 milk distributors channel, which was 1,718 in the last quarter. We have around 3,000 distribution agents networks that are all well established in many areas of the country. We continue to strive for enhancing our footprints and brand visibility. With every passing year, when we are making a constant effort to expand our geographical footprint, distribution network, strengthening a brand recognition, and improve our margins to power unmatchable growth in the industry. With that said, I would request our CFO, Mr. Anjan, to give a financial overview of this quarter.
Thank you, Mr. Kesar. Good morning, everyone. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance parameters for the full year and fourth quarter of financial year 2022. We have also submitted a detailed presentation of our financial performance on stock exchanges, and we have also uploaded the same on our website. Now, taking a quick glance at the financial highlights for the year ended 31st March 2022, operating revenues were at 22,434 million in financial year 22, compared to 19,440 million INR in financial year 2021, registering a growth of 15%. Profit after tax was at 1,328 million in financial year 2022 compared to 1,260 million in financial year 2021, showing a growth of 5%. Earnings per share for financial year 2022 was 22.43 rupees, which is in line with what we had in financial year 2021. Our Africa revenue stood at 1,467 million in financial year 2022 versus 1,069 million in financial year 2021, witnessing a growth of 37%. Financial highlights for the quarter ended 31st March 2022 are: the operating revenues are at 5,897 million in Q4 financial year 2022 compared to 5,305 million in Q4 of the previous year, registering a growth of 11% year over year. Profit after tax was at 405 million in Q4 of financial year 2022 as compared to 96 million in the last year same quarter, showing a growth of 322% year on year basis. Earnings per share for this quarter financial year 2022 was 6.8 as compared to 1.7 in Q4 of financial year 2021. Which is again a growth of around more than 300% on year-on-year basis. Now, talking about the operational highlights for the quarter ended 31st March 2022, the average milk procurement during Q4 financial year 2022 was 12.3 lakh liters per day compared to 10.8 lakh liters per day in Q4 FY21 and 12.4 lakh liters per day in Q3 financial year 2022. average milk sales during Q4 FY22 were at 9.7 lakh liters per day compared to 9.2 lakh liters per day in the same quarter last year and 9.9 lakh liters per day in the previous quarter. Curd sales during Q4 financial year 2022 was at 288 metric tons per day compared to 266 metric tons per day in Q4 of financial year 2022. And in the previous quarter, it is 245 metric tons per day. The revenue from value-added products, excluding fat and fat-based products, was at 1,406 million, contributing 24% to the overall dairy revenue during quarter 4 of financial year 2022, compared to 1,192 million, contributing to 21% to the overall dairy revenue in Q3 of financial year 2022. Discussing briefly about our margins this quarter, our margins were impacted due to the increase in raw material and freight prices. Having said that, I would also like to mention that we are confident that this will be offset partially by price increases going forward. With our increasing footprints across India, growing numbers in Africa, each successive quarter and resilient value-added product sales and pricing power, we are confident of achieving our year-end margin targets and, as Mr. Sunil mentioned, becoming a formidable player in the dairy industry. And this year we also shifted from new tax regime from the old tax regime. So we shifted from a 30% tax bracket to a 22% tax bracket for the dairy industry. So with that, we no more can claim 80 IB deductions. So we'll be getting that effective tax rate decrease from this year onwards. That concludes our update on the financial strategy, which we believe has been positive in all aspects. With that being said, we would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Sameer Gupta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir, and thanks for taking my question. I just have one question, sir.
Mr. Gupta, I would request you to kindly come a little closer to the mic or go off the speakerphone. Your voice is not very clear.
Is it clear now?
Yes, it's good now. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my question. I just have one, actually. So we are seeing inflation across the board, but when it comes to Dodla, we are hardly seeing any. So in fact, I was just doing a back calculation where your milk procurement is up from 13-14% YOY, but your RM costs are only up 11%. Also, other expenses up 3%. My sense was that freight is a large cost for us, and we all know what is happening with the fuel prices. So how are we managing this? Are we taking more price hikes? Even with the price hikes, there is hardly any RM inflation. So is milk procurement not increasing in line, you know, tandem with other agri commodities? What is just a sense on what is actually going on the ground, sir?
Yeah, so this is Anjan, CFO. So as you rightly said, we started taking the price hikes for the fuel price increase. And also these milk prices are seasonal. So we are waiting for the prices for this month, and they started already coming down. So for the fuel prices increase, we already take the price increase in Q4 of the last year. That's where there is a margin improvement compared to the previous quarters. And we'll wait and watch and see. Mr. BBK sir will give an update on the sales price if you want to take it, because it is a seasonal thing for the raw material procurement.
Yeah, see, I want to add something to this. Actually, you know, our price hike started, fourth quarter is very high. Actually, slightly it started from third quarter itself. And in the fourth quarter, it has further gone up.
But you know, we have done simultaneously price correction also in the fourth quarter. Slightly, we have taken more than 1 rupee sales correction in the fourth quarter. And also slightly, you see, our transport cost has gone up and packing material cost has gone up. So that's why there is an impact in fourth quarter. But you know, so slightly we were able to manage correcting up sales realization.
Got it, sir. Just one follow-up here. Milk procurement price, what is currently the average price that you paid in 4Q? And how was this, you know, in the base quarter?
Yeah, see, in third quarter it was 32 rupees 40 paisa and fourth quarter it has become 34 rupees.
Okay,
and sales realization, you know, 49 rupees 40 paisa in third quarter and fourth quarter, see, it has become 50 rupees 70 paisa.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Shirish Pardesi from Centrum Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Pardesi, we are unable to hear you. Kindly check if you have muted your line. Mr. Pardesi, we are unable to hear you. We will move on to the next question. We have the next question on the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. And congratulations on the resilient performance in the tough environment. Sir, my first question is with regards to the margins. Even if you see for the full year, you know, the EBITDA margins are trending above the historical levels of, you know, around 6-7% odd and it's now at around 9.5%. So one would like to take your perspective on the same, on how, you know, the margins can trend forward going ahead, considering the inflation and our growth plans.
Yeah, so as we earlier also we said a couple of times that, you know, we'll be looking our margins between, you know, 10 plus or minus 1%. So this year, you know, as you see, we have done already 9.4% average EBITDA. And in the same similar lines, we are expecting the, even this coming financial year also, in spite of diesel price hike and all that.
Sure. So what, if you can help me, what is the current procurement price for you that you are seeing and how much of the inflation are you seeing on a YOY basis in Q1 FY23 for now?
See, Q1 FY21, see our procurement price was only 31 rupees. Now it is Q4, it is 34 rupees. And in fact, you know, now Q1 of 22, it has gone up further. 1 rupee, so it is now 36 rupees. But slightly now it is already, we have started correction.
Okay, so you're seeing some correction on the raw material prices? Is that what
you're saying? Yes, we have already started taking correction in the raw material. We have already done in Maharashtra, we have already done in Karnataka, and we are in the process of doing in Tamil Nadu in coming week. So we have already started, you know, doing correction in the raw material price, because raw material prices have skyrocketed really, you know, in Maharashtra, we went up to 36 rupees farmer price.
Sorry, how much are
you saying? Maharashtra, it went up to 36 rupees.
Okay.
That is only, I am talking about only farmer price.
Okay.
Plus DC cost, tanker transport, all put together, it was landing at 41 rupees. Now we have already corrected 2 rupees. And this coming 20 cost also, again, we are doing one more round. Not only Dodla, all of us, all the industry is doing. Because, you know, because of shortage, you know, they have taken up very quickly, very high, very peak rise.
Okay. And so how is the visibility in terms of the procurement in that case? Is the procurement impacted because of this? I mean, some corrections that you're taking?
No. See, procurement won't impact because now timely it is raining here and there are showers now. It is already causing started in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and parts of Maharashtra. So it is not going to impact.
Okay. Sure. And sir, my next question is with regards to the Sri Krishna mills that you required. If you can give some sense on it, what are the plans there? How are you, you know, if some sense of the profitability in the revenue part there would be helpful.
Yeah. So Sri Krishna, I know it is closer to Hubli. See, it covers, you know, North Karnataka, especially that is, you know, South Kendra, North Kendra up to Goa. So see, we have a plant in Indragi, place called Indragi, closer to Kopal. See, we have a plant. Dodla earlier, you see, 5 years back, we set up a plant, and we are doing a good numbers there, Northern Karnataka. And this is an adjoining area, so we can cover South Karnataka, South Karna, North Kannada, plus Goa. And they were, see, were doing around, you know, prior to COVID, they used to do around 90 crores, 100 crores top line. And during COVID time, see, they have come down, 60, 70 crores. And this year, see, we have, maybe it will take one quarter to correct it. So maybe in second quarter onwards, you know, we will be able to turn it around.
Sure. So what kind of annual revenues, you know, you possibly looking there in the next 3-4 years? I mean, not talking about a short term, but a longer term, how much you see there profitability-wise, how do you expect it to take to the company levels? Any clarity on that front?
Yeah, the turnover, you know, our engine will give you year on year what is the turnover we are forecasting in the from Sri Krishna. But as far as, you know, EBITDA is concerned, no, we'll make it on par after second quarter onwards. So, Anjan, we'll just give the, what is the top line we're expecting, say, Sri Krishna?
So, as of now, the turnover-wise, so we are doing around 50,000 liters per day from Sri Krishna currently. So, the plant has a capacity to produce almost 1.2 lakh liters per day. And in the next 4 years, we are planning to increase the sales, the capacity utilization to take it to almost 80% in the next 4 years. So we will sell around 1 lakh liters per day from Sri Krishna. That is our target.
Okay. And so that will be gradual scale up. That is what you're seeing, like from 50 to 1.2. So you're expecting it to increase by 20,000 liters per year. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And sir, because of this Sri Krishna acquisition, how do you see the overall margins for the company improving? I mean, so taking the base case of 9.5% for FY22 for now, so would there be an incremental benefit to the margins because of this, the Sri Krishna acquisition in terms of the procurement or any other thing that you can see benefit from?
Margin point of view, they won't be, whatever now we said now will be, see, 10 plus or minus 1%, no, including Sri Krishna also, we are targeting the same number.
Okay, got it. That's all from me, sir. Thank you,
Guru.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Bharat Jiani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, the numbers have been times of.
Mr. Bharat, I would request you to kindly go off the speakerphone. Your voice is not very clear.
Okay. Yeah, is it clear now?
Yes, we can hear you better now.
Yeah. So, sir, congrats for a decent performance in a challenging scenario. Sir, my question was regarding the value-added products that we do. So currently, curd is a bigger contributor in this. So, and I want to just know, like, how are we planning to take the VAP sales going forward, and any product addition after the Sri Krishna acquisition, or especially on the VAP side. If the company is able to do and, you know, kind of scale up. So just trying to understand from that point of view.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, Sri Krishna also the same similar kind of VAP they have. What Dodla has got, you know, same buttermilk, lassi, curd, sweets and all. So percentage-wise, you know, there's the same percentage, you know, slightly, you know, see earlier also we said, you know, so overall including, you know, all VAP put together, we are 28-29%. So we are projecting 30-31% VAP coming days.
So our focus is to increase continuously on value-added products sales. So last year we have achieved around 27% for the financial year 2022, and going forward for the next year, our projection is to reach 29% and 2% year-over-year increase, and the next year forward we want to achieve around 31% is what is our target we are taking by ourselves of our overall revenue.
And sir, any new product addition from Sri Krishna Mills on the website, which we, you know, kind of plan to leverage, is there any product as such?
That's why they are only there. Here, our focus majorly is on milk and milk-based products. So though Sri Krishna has some sweet-based, so which is very minuscule, so we don't want to concentrate on that segment. Rather than where we are stronger on, we are concentrating on our strong areas and take it to the next level. So that is what our major focus as of now is. Whenever there is, as our management says in all the calls previously also, then we are ready for all the products. And whenever the market increases, we are ready and we will be there.
Okay, okay sir. Thanks and all the best. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Bharat.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pranjal Garg from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as you have highlighted in one of the previous questions that Sri Krishna Mills did 60 crores of revenues in the annual revenues for the past 2 years, and you plan to take it back to rupees 100 crores. Sir, what are the low-hanging fruits which the company would like to take advantage initially? That would be my first question.
Ranjan, can you repeat the question?
As you highlighted, Sri Krishna Mills did 60 crores of annual revenue for the past 2 years, but before COVID, it was doing somewhere around in the range of rupees 100 crores, and you plan to take it back to that scale. I wanted to ask, what are the low-hanging fruits which the company would like to take advantage initially to take the scale back?
Yeah, so the low-hanging fruits are majorly the direct procurement, so which we are strong at. So as of now, we are 100% direct procurement, so we will implement our procurement model over there. And also, it is adjacent, so we utilize the current synergies which are available through our sales force and the procurement network. Those are the immediate low-hanging fruits that are there. And also utilization or the our efficient team from the Koppal will go there and handle the plant from there. So those are the some increase in efficiencies which will give us some certain cost savings in the long term. So those are the low-hanging fruits that we are concentrating on as of now. And going forward through price corrections and our brand visibility, so we'll bring that profitability to our profitability levels.
Yeah, just adding to that, you know, the biggest problem was they were not having their own procurement. So because, you know, Karnataka, we have a strong hold in procurement, very, very closer to this plant also, Sri Krishna also. So the major advantage, you know, we have our own procurement rather than depending on third party. So that will help us. And as Mr. Ranjan said, you know, because being an adjoining area, so our brand visibility already is there closer by areas. So we'll naturally have an added advantage to capture the market with a better realization.
Okay. That's helpful, sir. Sir, my next question is regarding the competition intensity in the dairy business environment right now in relation to the price hikes. You highlighted that you have taken some price hikes in Q4. First of all, can you please quantify if I have missed them? And secondly, how is the industry mood to take the price hikes? Is it easy, like all players want to take price hikes, or how is it working right now?
Yeah, see, we said, last year, if you see, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, the first quarter it is only 31 rupees procurement price. Second quarter it became 30 rupees 75 cents. Third quarter become 32.40, and fourth quarter it become 34 rupees. So now the sales relation, what we have done, first quarter it was 48 rupees 50 paisa, second quarter it became 49 rupees 40, even third quarter also 49 rupees 40, and fourth quarter it became 50 rupees 70 paisa. So overall, we have taken almost, from last year, FY21 April to FY22, 31st March, we have taken hike up 1 rupee 30 paisa in the sales side. And slightly procurement side is 1 rupee 60 paisa is up. So there is a variation of only 20-30 paisa in the procurement side. Procurement still higher side by 30 paisa comparatively on year on basis, if you see sales versus procurement.
Okay.
Have you answered your question, sir?
Yeah, sir. Will we? Where are the milk procurement prices headed in future, in your belief?
So already procurement prices, you know, started falling now. Only in the month of April it is very, very high, and May, from 11th of May onwards, we started correcting, and also the weather also now see helping here and there, you know, sporadic rains. So we have already started correcting procurement prices. And in the first quarter, you know, maybe, you know, slightly, if you see first quarter, you know, slightly it will have a very tight. But, you know, see, it will be corrected in the second quarter very well.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir. Sir, my next question is regarding power distribution strength. You are continuously adding milk distributors and retail partners every quarter. So how should we see it? Is it more of addition of geographical footprint or more of increased penetration?
What we see, sir. See, suppose now we have acquired Sri Krishna. This is now in the new geographic area. And also, now in the existing area also, we keep on strengthening. See, if you, for example, if you see our see DRPs, now we used to have a DRPs of only in the year beginning, we used to have only 393. Now we have almost 563. So like that, you know, even the agents also and distributors also, we keep on increasing. Suppose in the year beginning, you know, we used to have only 1,500 distributors. Right now we have 1,800 distributors. So you see, this has come from the existing area only.
Okay.
So both we are doing in the existing area also. And now since we acquired Sinchna Dairy, in the new geographic area also, we'll get new distributors and new agents also.
Okay, sir. Sir, can you also comment on the Horeca channel performance as majorly all lockdowns have ended in India and economy is opening up?
So, Anjan, any like Horeca, not much actually. So, Horeca, we have hardly 2% our sales or less than that comes from Horeca sales. So as of now, our focus is the direct consumer. So as Mr. BBK mentioned, our focus is direct retail parlors. So we have, last year we have 393 retail parlors. Now we have increased that to 563 by end of this year. And also on distributor network, directly 1484 to 1800 by the end of this year. So major focus is on the retail direct to consumer than on Horeca. So 99% of our sales comes from the retail segment, and only 1% contributes from Horeca here and there.
I'm adding to this, you know, we have taken a separate person for this modern trades year back now. He is putting all efforts, you know, especially in Hyderabad, Bangalore, Chennai. And now we are concentrating to see to elevate our product in the modern trade. So that also we are concentrating, but you know it is not no sizable number so far.
It's not lucrative.
It is not a very lucrative number. But you know we have a separate vertical head now. We have taken only for modern trade. So now we are focusing on the modern trade also. Horeca and modern trade.
Okay. So now that we have a separate head for the Horeca and
we have taken separate head. It's less than 2% what we are now doing. Maybe it will take one more year because last year, because of COVID and all, last year also first quarter got hit. And last year beginning only we have taken a separate person for this Horeca and modern trade. So maybe, you know, this financial year we will see some numbers.
Okay. That's very helpful, sir. And sir, my last question is regarding the performance of Africa business and what is your outlook for that business?
Which business you are talking?
Feed business.
Sorry, Rangel, can you repeat that? Which business? We didn't got you.
Sir, Africa business.
Africa business. Okay, sorry.
Africa, we are doing very well. And comparatively, last year to this year, volumes have gone up by almost 33%. So, see, FY 2021 we have done only 56,000 liters, whereas in FY 2021-22 we have done 74,000 liters. And revenue also 106 crores to now, FY 2022 now we ended with 146 crores top line. And gross margin, you know,
I will take that.
Yeah, so financials, you know, gross margin and EBITDA, see, Anjan.
Yeah,
clarify.
So, this is Anjan.
As of for the financial year ended, so we have achieved a volume of on an year average 74,000 liters per day compared to 56,000 liters per day previous year, which is 33%. But as of Q4, so as the COVID impact was not there, so we have achieved a volume of 95,000 liters per day, which is month-on-month increasing gradually up and up. And the revenue from operations for the financial year 2022 is around 147 crores, which is a 37% increase over last year, and 15% growth quarter on quarter. The EBITDA percentage for the full year from Africa business is coming to around 13% in quarter four, and for the full year we have ended up at 13.1% EBITDA percent, margins from the Africa region. And we started receiving the money back, so we have declared dividend and we received the money back in India before 31st March.
Okay.
We have the next question from the line of Anirudh Joshi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Sir, just two questions from my side. Now, the company also has got good cash on the balance sheet. So, what would be the strategy with that? We have done one acquisition, Sri Krishna, but can we see more acquisitions in the pipeline? And if the company is going to have an acquisition strategy over next 1 to 2 years, what will be the type of companies that they are looking at? Whether the company is looking at acquiring brands or manufacturing or milk procurement, and in which regions? Whether it will be AP Telangana or it will be closer to Maharashtra or Orissa. And yes, second question is on how does the company see itself moving from a relatively south plus Maharashtra and Orissa presence to a pan India presence over next 3 to 5 years?
The first point is this year we have already started one new feed plant. So new feed plant, they will be spending around 45 crores and that is 12,000 ton metric tons capacity, because the existing feed plant now we have 100% capacity utilization. So now we already see that the land has been identified and everything is settled, and now already work started. So it will take another 10 to 11 months to commence the new feed plant. They see that new food plant is going around 45 crores, number one. Number two, now see, we are in the, we have identified a land in Kenya to put up a plant in Africa, because, between Uganda and Kenya, because there is an issue, because the permits issue. Because of the permits issue, we were not able to take a full advantage of Ugandan plant. So that's why now we have a plan to set up a plant in Kenya. So just we have identified land, that is in the process. So still, it is not materialized. Once it is materialized, then we will inform you that. And number three, number two question, what you have asked, any acquisitions, any brands. So we are in the process. So we are looking, if you see beyond Maharashtra or Orissa, we see one or two in pipeline, we are scanning out. So it will take some more time to come to a conclusion.
So this is Anjan here, the CFO. What BBK sir mentioned was, we are continuously scouting for the acquisition opportunities. But our main motto, as it has been reiterated continuously, we don't go by brand valuation or PE multiple or revenue multiple. We always see what is the synergies that the companies bring to us. And based upon that, we will see, what will be my payback, how much is the revenue or EBITDA contribution that it gives to us, how many years I will get back my money. So that's where we look at financial viability of a company rather than going and based upon the PE multiple or the revenue multiple. So in that way, but the focus is every month we continuously scout, we are in touch with whenever the acquisition opportunities comes, we are focusing on it and deliberately looking into the same.
Okay, that's helpful. And in terms of becoming a pan-India operations. Is the company, first of all, have that aspiration, and do you see how it is progressing towards that in next 3 to 5 years, or what is the strategy on that?
Yeah, now we are looking beyond South India now. We are, you can say, you know, this is a pan India. So we have now, we have a plan, you know, there are one or two pipelines. See, now we are scouting. Definitely it will begin a pan India in coming 2-3 years.
In procurement network, we have already entered Maharashtra. And we are continuously continuing now with Sri Krishna Milk, we have entered Goa. So that's how we focus on contiguous opportunities and continuous opportunities. But if the opportunity comes, we are now open to see the opportunities outside South India. And we are expanding
it to become a pan-India.
So definitely in the 5 years,
yeah, definitely we'll see that we'll become pan-India.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sir. That is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand it over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everyone. So this year, with everybody's support, all the employees and everyone, so we have done really well, and we are continuously working on, as we have reiterated, good opportunities and continuously grow. And thank you for all your support and advices. Sunil sir, you want to give a vote of thanks?
Sunil sir, you are there? I think it's not there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So please write to us in case of any queries. So we'd be glad to answer that.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.